be the church. Let's see. This is how it all started in my mind, to be the church. It's a bumper sticker that I had on my back of my car. And I was coming out of Walmart after I'd gotten some items. And I was getting in my car, and I hear this loud voice, this gal's loud voice going, "Be the church. Protect the environment, care for the poor, embrace diversity, reject racism, forgive often." Well, I just got so startled. I was like, oh my gosh, who is there going to be rocks thrown or what's going on here? And it was a gal, and she was, it was a mixed race couple, Hispanic, and she was white and her husband was Hispanic, and they had this beautiful baby girl, gorgeous with black curly hair. And I said, "Okay." And I go back there, trepidation. She goes, "I love that sticker. That is the best bumper sticker I've ever seen." I said, "I know, my church believes in this stuff. You know, I believe in this stuff. You know, we have this church in Cadillac." And you know, so I told her where it was and everything, and she was very pleased. And this, of course, was right after we had passed the amendment, not the amendment, the ordinance at the city council, where we talk about freedom and of rights for all people. So I had to do a little blab about that too. So, but I just—it was just such a wonderful experience to see people out there that are searching for this ideal, these statutes. They're looking. And we can we have a church here that believes in these things. Isn't that great? Isn't it?
Amen.
All right, amen. So I hear amen. I know, it seems like it's very spiritual. We never even coordinated these songs or anything, but it's just like, hallelujah, I'm ready to start shaking up here. So it's just really important to realize where we are in our life, in our spiritual life. And I have to say yippee to all that. And I became bold in my faith a little bit more and practicing. Let's see where we are. So it was be bold, be brave, and be the church. So I, in 2012, I have to get kind of personal here. I had my first heart attack. And in 2013, I had my second heart attack and open heart surgery. I was in the hospital for 23 days, and I ended up with a pacemaker. And I said, "Let me out." And now I came out with, I think, a change. They did something to my brain because it's it gave me an attitude of, oh, I'm on borrowed time, you know. And when you have something like that happen, I don't know if you've all, any of you have experienced it, you think, why am I on this earth? You know, and I had to really say to myself, I need to do something. And that's why I became more involved in this church and more involved in, I did Sunday school and more involved in the things that I did here. So I think as you realize, and especially now, I don't know when we've had these funerals, and it seems every time I turn around, I hear somebody with a terminal illness or someone I know dearly that is just fighting for their life. And I just feel that we have to really seriously consider what kind of legacy we want to leave here on earth. And I feel we have such an opportunity in this church to be the church, to be able to show others what love is and that it doesn't have, it doesn't look at color. It doesn't look at the outward appearance. It looks at the heart, and that we can look at the heart of people here. And they are looking. They are looking. So we just need to reach out. And how can we reach out? How can we? you know, it's scary. It's scary to reach out. But it takes one small step. It takes one scary moment in the car to say, well, I got to get out there and talk to this girl that's reading my bumper sticker. I put that bumper sticker out there, so I better live up to it, right? So I just feel like we just have to get over that fear and be able to connect. And I have a couple things I was asked about. I have these little ornaments back here that I made from the dollar store. And last year we gave out cookies and an ornament, and sometimes that ornament was the only thing in that person's house and a shut-in. So feel free to take an ornament, maybe make a treat, go to your neighbor's house, share, and give them this ornament that they'll appreciate more than you know. And be open about where you go to church and what you're doing in this community. There's so many opportunities. You know, we have in the tie that binds, we have all our missions on the bottom here that we are involved in. But we just don't have to give on that day here in church. We can make an appearance at some of these missions and be a part of their shepherd's table or sign up. We can be, as a church, we can sign up and make a show up. I have an interesting thing on today. I was like Johnny Depp. I had to write all significant symbols on my side. So I have a peace sign with the rainbow. But I have our shirt that I made a long time ago. And I don't know, can someone read that?
It says, fun loving, slightly screwball, rainbow friends.
Rainbow friendly, yeah.
Rainbow friendly.
I think that we did have t-shirts that we made for everybody after this. I think they took out something about screwballs. But I kept, you know, mine, you know, because I am a screwball. So, yeah, so I just really feel that we can advertise ourselves in these places, too, with wear our t-shirt of our church, because we are different. You know, sometimes I feel how milk is homogenized? Like we homogenize ourselves so that we blend in to the other churches and that we fit in. We want to fit in all the time. But we aren't like them, really. We are open and affirming. We love the differences. And I just really feel and I had another bumper sticker that said, coexist. We want to coexist. We want to love everybody and bring that love into their hearts. It's very spiritual. Very spiritual here today, and we can do that and still have the feeling of God in our hearts and be able to open our hearts to other faiths and people that need our help. It was so great with our memorial service at the temple because I felt so close to God there. It was just really great. And as we open up to other people and just be who we are in this church, that's why we're here, because we don't want to be homogenized. We don't want to look like the other guy. We want to be who we are at First Congregational Church, UCC. Let's see. So I just want to take a few quotes from an amazing woman that was challenged every day. She was a first lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. She was a diplomat, an advocate, an activist, even in her late years, because I hear so much, well, we're too old to be active anymore. We're an older church. We have a lot of older people. But, you know, she rallied on. She, world traveler. She was just, in her late years, was just an amazing, great lady that did a lot. And she was appointed after her husband died and to the United Nations and in the Human Rights Commission. And she had some quotes. She said, "You must do the things you think you cannot do." She always loved a challenge. And the purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experience. So I think we made a statement when we said without fear when we kept our doors open. I think we don't want to live in fear. We want to just be bold and go forth, because I just feel that God is our safety net. So that's what I had a couple. So that's my sermon for today. I hope I didn't go too late. Thank you.